The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Josie, you've been at Wasp since it started, something like seven seasons now, and it's part of you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I was there at the beginning. I remember Tamsin calling me and being like, come to Coventry, it looks fabulous. She'd brought me into what was then the Rico Arena, and just the magnitude, because there wasn't really anything like that in netball. Just stepping into an arena that size was really exciting, and I've been lucky enough to be kept on since then. So yeah, this year is hopefully still going to be my seventh season with Wasps. So yeah, I've been there since the start.
How much of an impact did the whole thing have on you on Monday? Because we'd heard those rumblings and those rumours, but I suppose when something like that finally happened, and just as drastic as it was, must have been pretty hard to take.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this quite a lot of times, but I definitely felt a bit winded and blindsided by it. I was actually on the way home from a camping trip with my boyfriend. I've been away with some friends at the weekend, and I had a missed call, and lots of people were tagging me on things on social media. So kind of the way I found out, when it was quite a, it wasn't a soft message. It was quite a harsh, this has happened to you, and everyone now knows. So yeah, it was quite disorientating, I think, on Monday. But to know that it's not over yet, is because we've got people fighting for us, is really, really amazing.
Have you had a bit of time to take in what's going on at the minute?
Yes and no. I'm an incredibly positive person, and I think that I will continue remaining positive and not even begin to think about the ramifications of what this could mean until I have to. I will be preparing to play this season until someone says to me, absolutely no way. So with that in mind, and maybe it's a bit of a naive way to do it, but I don't think that I could process what was going on with a small chance of hope that there still is at the moment. I think because there's still some hope, I'm not even going to bother thinking about what the potential problems that could arise from myself, from the rest of my squad, from the community, from the pathway programs not existing for this season.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's maybe not just the Super League side, but we need to recognize the impact that it has on pathway, the community side of things as well.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, there was that quote about 167 people have lost their jobs. And actually, yes, that is true. But also, there are so many players and coaches and volunteers involved in our pathway and community programs. It's a much bigger number than that. And just because they're not paid doesn't mean their jobs haven't been lost. And I think Sarah highlighted it really importantly, that actually we're bigger than just a Super League squad. We've got 21s and 19s and 17s and 15s hub programs. We've got community camps going on. There is so much that Wasp Netball does within the West Midlands area to reach netballers across that area and provide them an opportunity to play and to be the best they can be and to train and get their joy of netball. It would be a massive shame if that didn't continue.
What has been part of that wider Wasps brand mean to you?
Wasps has always been a family. I think from the day I came there, I was felt really welcomed. And having been kept around for so long, playing in my seventh season, it always feels like family. And every player that I've stepped on the court with and every coach that I've had, I know that I feel thoroughly supported. And to have basically your family ripped apart is quite a big thing. And I know that it's bigger than me, it's bigger than the squad. And I really hope that someone somewhere can kind of connect our family back together.
And as committed athletes, you'll still be doing all you can to train ahead of the next season?
Yeah, definitely. Blaine, our S&C coach, obviously is in a voluntary role now at the moment. He set us a challenge this weekend. I'm actually currently on a spa day, so I was able to get to the gym, so to kind of take part in that challenge. But as I said before, until I'm categorically told no, I will train and I will prepare myself as the athlete that I am to be able to step onto court, in February to be the best person I can be for the squad.
We've seen that squads have been named for 2023. Again, still a bit of uncertainty, but would you imagine that maybe a move to another franchise would be something that would appeal to you?
I mean, that conversation has kind of happened. I've had that question asked me before, and in all honesty, I signed for Wasps, and I kind of I feel like this is where I want to be. It's really sad that even the thought of having to go play for another team. I mean, other teams are wonderful, and like all the girls that play there are amazing. But I chose to sign for Wasps, and that's the team I want to play for. I want to play underneath Kat. I want to play with the girls that have signed, and I just really hope there is a solution for us.
And the important thing is, you know, as does everybody else involved, that England Netball, MPA have really got your backs on this, working together to try and get something sorted.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we're incredibly lucky to have a national governing body and a players association that support us in the way they have. I spoke to Sarah Gandon after we found out what happened, and she's been amazing, and so has Liz since it's been happening, giving us kind of daily updates and checking in with us. We already had a conversation with Fran, and I know behind the scenes there is so much going on, and I can't thank Sarah Taylor enough for the work she's doing, and now in her voluntary role, to keep us together. And I just know that people are working around the clock behind the scenes to try and create something for us for the 2023 season.
And what would you say to fans in closing?
I mean, we have, everyone says this, but we've definitely got some of the best fans in the league. I've absolutely adored playing for them. I've adored stepping out. I've adored meeting them. But please do stick with us. I know that I've had so much support, not only from the netball community, but also from the fans, from people outside the netball community. And this is a massive, unprecedented time for our sport. And I think that actually, if and when we come through this, we're going to be unstoppable, because I think we're going to have something that brings us together more so than netball. So I'm really grateful for all the support that everyone, especially our fans, have shown us.
Thank you, Josie. Sending the best.
Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.